Now, a look at one part of the immigration debate in Congress, a proposed increase in H-1B visas. Those are the visas that allow companies to hire skilled foreign workers. As NPR's Martin Kaste reports in today's Business Bottom Line, offering more of those visas is controversial, especially among American tech workers of a certain age.
Here in Seattle, people still have fond memories of the 1990s tech boom.
Do you want a cup of coffee?
Take a middle-aged computer programmer to breakfast, and he'll tell you some tales.
Basically, if you weren't drooling on yourself, we would hire you.
John Schrader remembers desperate companies hiring kids straight out of college. Zero experience, $80,000 a year. Nowadays, those Gen X software guys face a very different reality.
I do have friends who have been out of work. Some of them have been willing to go from being kind of a senior architect person to being a code monkey on a project for less money.
But that's where you start to see a paradox these days, because lately here in Seattle, tech companies are once again complaining that they can't find enough programmers.
We had over 3,500 open engineering jobs at the end of 2012. That was an increase of 44% year over year.
Brad Smith is general counsel at Microsoft, and managers are making similar complaints over at Amazon and at smaller companies. Everybody's way behind on their headcount. Microsoft says that's why it's asking Congress for more H-1B visas. Temporary visa holders from places like India and China already make up about 10% of the company's workforce in the U.S., and Smith says it needs more.
The biggest gating factor on the industry's ability to keep innovating and keep producing more products is the ability to hire more engineers. It is slowing us down.
But Mitch Erickson isn't buying it.
If you really do need people, then why, at the very least, didn't I get a call?
Erickson has been applying for jobs at Microsoft since before he finished his computer science bachelor's degree last summer. He is admittedly a non-traditional candidate for entry-level software work. This was a late career change for him, and he's 60. But he figures if the need is so great, Microsoft could at least take a look at him.
You know, usually things are a pyramid, right? They need 3,000 people up here, and they got 6,000 down below. So you promote from within, and then you get down to the bottom at the entry level. Now we need people at the entry level. That's me. We're going to hire Mitch now.
Microsoft says the experience of one frustrated job hunter doesn't disprove the shortage of workers. And that's true. To understand a job market, you really want data. At UC Davis, computer science professor Norman Matloff points to one statistic in particular.
Salaries would be going up, and they're not, okay?
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, wages for computer programmers have stagnated. In fact, between 2001 and 2011, the mean hourly wage didn't even keep up with inflation. It's still less than $40. Microsoft says there have been some healthy increases recently, not reflected in the government numbers, but for critics of the system, it's apparent that the H-1B visas work as a kind of pressure release valve on pay. Matloff also thinks the visas let companies avoid hiring older programmers.
You can be an exact fit, but if you're 35, you're probably not going to even get a phone call. And meanwhile, the company is going to tell the press that there's just not any qualified people.
Microsoft disputes this analysis. It says H-1B workers actually cost more because of the legal fees involved, and it hires foreigners only when it has no choice. And in fact, the law does require an employer to show that it can't find Americans. But that process inspires a lot of cynicism, even from one of the people who wrote the law.
You hire the alien first, and then you manipulate the regulatory system to prove that you can't find an American.
Bruce Morrison shaped the H-1B system as chairman of the House Immigration Committee 2 decades ago. Now, as an immigration lawyer and a lobbyist, he says employers have become too fond of the temporary foreign workers.
One factor is that if people are here on H-1Bs, they are less demanding than Americans who have choices about where they might work.
Morrison would rather see easier access to permanent residency, green cards, so the foreign workers aren't, as some put it, indentured servants. At Microsoft, Brad Smith says he's all for more green cards. But right now, the company is focused on what's politically feasible, primarily more H-1Bs, with the visa fees going to fund education in science, engineering, and math in American schools. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.